All right. Good afternoon, Desert Vista High School. Thursday, big band. My name is Nick Finzer, and I am looking forward to chatting with you, listening to you guys, and then working with you for a little bit after this performance. So good luck, and I'll check in with you guys in a couple minutes. All right, here we go. All right, trombones, we got to put a little bit more air to get that sound, to get that tight sound out of the cup mutes. Yeah, maybe drummer, you might want to think about making the hi-hat throw a little shorter so that you can snap it and make it nice and crispy. All right, and on the bass, you want to make sure that you're playing with the same really short articulation that's happening in the brass and winds. Here we need to see if you can get a little more like human about this stuff, you know, like get that breath accent happening, reeds. Yeah, maybe we can tweak the bass EQ a little bit so we get more front to the notes, because, you know, even if we're going to play electric bass on a swing tune, what we really are interested in is the attack of the note and making sure that, you know, that finger and that cymbal are hitting at the same time, and that we're driving the band forward by locking in our quarter note pulse. Nice. Nice dynamic change there, guys. Yeah, so you guys are doing a really nice job of executing, you know, the phrases, and I know you've worked on a lot of great dynamic things. Yeah, this is nice. Get it nice and soft. Awesome. But what you could do to take it even to the next level is to make sure that on every single phrase... Yeah, very nice. To make sure on every single phrase that we're... making sure that the line is going somewhere... like the micro dynamics within the macro soft or the macro loud. And I really like the end. For some reason, I was hearing at the end of that tune, maybe like instead of bing gong, you use maybe the backside of the brushes, like the, you know, the circle part, the metal part, and ding, add some little like high sounds to the end, right? Ding ding, instead of bass drum sounds. Just orchestrational choices. Ooh, okay. You gotta listen to my man Johnny Hodges. Have you heard of Johnny Hodges? Want a nice deep sound. Yeah, Bones. Nice and warm sound. I love it. Hey, man. You know, you could think about is, you know, how a vocalist might interpret this and like everything about that. Which in particular I'm thinking of, oh wow, watch the intonation senses on those unisons. But for the trumpet, solo trumpet, Ronan, thinking about how a vocalist would speed up and slow down the vibrato. You've got a nice little vibrato, but and maybe even throughout that part, like once the band comes in, you could think about maybe some ting 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 tings on the drums, some colors. That makes some vibrato. Okay, a little flat lead trumpet. A little flat. Yeah, so reeds. I think that we could really develop, you know, our sound concept a little bit differently and try to think about your sound as a circle. And right now, if we're imagining that circle getting filled in, yeah, brass, really nice and warm. But the reeds, I think you guys have listened to how warm the brass is playing, and you guys have kind of had like a, it's too focused of a sound for me. I want it to be a big warm sound that wraps me up in a hug. Yeah, nice job, Ronan. Trumpets are getting a little blatty there. I want it to be nice and strong and strident, but not over the top, like not super over the top in that way. Yeah, man, we got to get this sound together of the lead alto. Yeah, balanced trombone. We need a little more of the major third. Yeah, it's really nice sound overall, guys. Nice job, Ronan. The trombones, just make sure that we're, you know, always thinking about not only the intonation, but the balance of the different pitches, and we want that third to sing out nice and strong. Wow, maybe a little bit too much bass there. All those, we want to lock in those offbeats. It's rushing, guys. Yeah, Ronan, you're going to let you come in like blazing, burning, man. Never go back. Yeah, we gotta hold it back. So at this tempo, we wanna feel maybe the bigger beat here. That one. Alright, trumpets. Maybe you're taking people's heads off a little bit. Whoops, dee da doo da da. It's not rush. I don't know what your arrangement says, but sometimes this part is swung. Yeah, yeah. Let's feel this pulse. Yeah, really strong lead trumpet. The rest of your trumpet players, I think you got to play up to the lead a little bit. And lead, you can take it a little bit easier. You don't need to smash everyone in the face all the time. Yeah, where's that cascara? I don't even know who's that playing, that trombone player? Yeah. So now, Ronan, now you got to figure out how you're going to sing out above the texture of the band. All right, so we're going to make a big field change. Boom, boom. Yeah, so maybe if you guys listen a little bit more to some music that authentically plays like this. Now back to the other groove now, but yeah, that second groove, the bass needs a bit more accent. Took a boom, boom, bang, gong, gong, boom, bang. Maybe we can work on that a little bit. Yeah, trumpets. Just don't sacrifice volume for clarity. Yeah, we got a little bit of this classical saxophone vibrato happening here. Really think about warming up your sound. Really think, ah. We need way more accent, way more, just get the whole body into it. The drums and rhythm section's playing nice and strong. I'm not sure what's going on with the guitar. I haven't really heard you the whole time. Okay, yeah, and then when we get to the end of that, let's not forget about, you know, playing that last chord in tune, because it's a powerful chord. It's got a good sound. And we're just a little bit out of balance by the time we get there to the end. Some people are trying to blow their whole faces off. But just remember, it's not marching band. You know, it's, it's jazz band. You know, I appreciate, you know, the energy and the vibe. That's great. You guys have a lot of energy, which I really liked. Just trying to keep it in control and kind of going for execution a little bit more than volume, because you guys are plenty able to execute the things at a high volume. But yeah, really enjoyed hearing you guys, and I'll see you guys in just a minute.